Good day. This is the Technologist Cares 3 Daily Briefing for March 7, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by one, listening to it on a daily basis. Two, make sure that you're sharing this with everyone that you know. And three, make sure that you are hitting the subscribe button to wherever you're listening to this podcast. But thank you for listening to this podcast, and I definitely appreciate it. I love the growing audience that I'm having, and it's really exciting to really be able to really share this with everybody so that you can know the truth about technology. So let's go ahead and get on with the briefing. First up is Captain Marvel. Yep. Today is the day that Captain Marvel, the next chapter in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it has been released. And so here's the thing. If you really want to be able to experience it, and this is just not, I don't get paid by IMAX or anything like that, but you want to make sure that you see it in IMAX, whether or not, if it is in the 2D format or the 3D format. The reason why is because they filmed it specifically in IMAX, so that way that you get full advantage of what the directors really want you to see. So it's worth the extra money, and you'll definitely really, really enjoy the film that way. But this is the next chapter before we get to Avengers Endgame that comes out next month. But make sure to, and don't be ignorant like a lot of people do, and watch the entire credits all the way to the end until you see the IMAX quality survey at the end. Thank you. So next up is actually Philadelphia. It's interesting. The city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, passed a law that bans cashless only stores, and that includes restaurants. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you visit Philadelphia, that means that you can still continue to use cash in order to pay for whatever your services or your products. But there is a movement where there are places that are moving to a cashless system. Like, for instance, in Atlanta, you have the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for this year. Excuse me. Is going completely cashless. So they're not accepting cash. And they want to do this to try to speed up the concessions and whatnot. While it is great that they're doing this, but at the same time, I think cash should always be available, no matter what. But I do definitely believe in the movement, not towards more use of credit cards, but using Apple Pay or Google Pay, the contactless payment systems, which I typically love, particularly for Apple Pay, and I tend to go to stores and restaurants that support that. Why? Because it's just so much easier. Once you do it and you figure out that, wow, I can actually pay with my watch, yeah, game over. You don't really want to go back. Next up, we have Sony, and they have released a new version of their PlayStation 4 Remote Play. This new version actually enables you to remote play games on your iOS devices, that is your phone and your iPad. Now, I haven't had a chance to try it just yet. I probably will right after this podcast and report back to you tomorrow about what I think about it. But I think that's pretty cool to be able to play your games on your phone and to see whether or not if you can actually really remote play away from your home. We'll see how that works. But then also finally, we have Tesla. Tesla, yeah, wow, they've really been in the news. They're constantly in the news, particularly with their CEO. But today, they announced the third generation supercharger. Now, I know this is definitely going to be exciting for my current listeners and own Teslas. But what happens with this supercharger is that it increases the kilowatt per hour to like 275 or is it 250? It's very quick. So pretty much, it basically adds, for instance, if you need a little quick top off, you can get an additional range of 75 miles within 5 minutes. That's pretty good. But here's the thing. This is something that is being rolled out with new superchargers. Current superchargers will only get a maximum of 150 kilowatts per hour. And so your Model S's and your Model X can only take advantage of those only through a software update. And speaking of the software update as well, there's a new feature that's coming to the Model 3s where it's called an on-route battery warm-up. And basically what that means is that before you reach a supercharger, it will automatically warm up the battery so that way that it's in the optimum temperature in order for it to charge. So, and that's the thing most people don't realize, is that in order to have efficient charging with your Tesla, is that the battery itself needs to be warm. And that's the quickest way of really being able to charge. You don't really charge from just a cold, dead battery. So that's coming through a software update. And also next week, Tesla is going to announce and finally show off their Model Y. And this is supposed to be the next crossover vehicle. So I'll definitely be talking about that next week when it's revealed. And we'll see how it goes and how it looks and the cost of it. It's pretty exciting time, particularly for being in the EV world, particularly if you follow Tesla. So that is all that I have for today. For this briefing on March 7th, 2019, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And please make sure that you stay up to date by listening to this podcast on a daily basis. And everyone have a great day. Bye.